What's going on?
My name is Eric from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals, all are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Oak Pizzeria Napolitana in Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. On Monday, October 3rd, first Monday in October, WGXC Morning Show has Rensselaer County Court Judge Deborah Young, an interview with her about her campaign, and also a brand new song from DN Rest. That's Aaron from Buchan County.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire, another way when the walls are closing in, and when I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the seas, and should I ever need reminding what power set me free, there is a cross that bears the burden where another died for me.
Tonight.
Jesus. He who was and still is and will be through it all. So come on, may in the space between all the things unseen, in this reckoning.
Another in the fire. My God, thank you, Lord, for being ever present to help. God don't flee and leave us when it gets hot, when the going gets rough and the going gets tough. God is right there. He's going through it with us. Hallelujah. Ain't that good news? That's good news. We are not alone. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, welcome back. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And here with us is our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, my brother?
I am excellent. And, a short testimony. My daughter was down there in Orlando, and she was trapped in the water. And praise God, she is fine. She did lose everything that was in her apartment, got flooded in the apartments around there. But praise God, she is fine. She's found the new place and was able to get out and get a hotel. But, as a parent, I was so concerned because, she's so far away from you. And the storm actually went right over her house. But, God was there in the situation, took care of it, and she was able to get out. Their car wasn't ruined. And they were able to find the place, and she is blessed. And, God does what we can't do. And I just want to give a special hallelujah to the Lord for taking care of her, watching out, and a prayer for all those down there that experience losing everything, in their homes and some lost their lives down there. And we shouldn't forget and become so accustomed and callous to these events that we forget that these are real people that are involved in these storms. In this case, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that experienced it. So praise God and happy Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Well, appreciate you sharing, giving us the update. We certainly will be in prayer for your daughter and others. We know people down in Florida. Thank God it wasn't as severe in Bermuda, in Puerto Rico. And hallelujah, beloved, these things are things that were foretold through the Bible. Some people look at, what was that man's name? Nostradamus. But he came hundreds of years after the Bible. Come on here, somebody. And he took the wisdoms and the prophecies of other sacred writings, and he examined them, and he did it as a spiritualist, not necessarily a person of a particular religion, that has captivated the imaginations and the minds and the interpretations of these events, these end time events. And so, yes, we certainly do pray for those. And like you said, Brother Randall, and I was thinking about it similarly this morning, how we have been so blessed in this part of the world and even in this part of the country that we become insensitive or desensitized to how vulnerable we are, how vulnerable and fragile life is, and how true the prophetic word of God is. we become desensitized because we are so blessed and because grace has been shed upon us. Unfortunately, and it's part of our human condition in my experience, that until something really touches us at home, close up in Personalville where we live, we can often just, you know, be desensitized, you know. Hallelujah. Folks was, you know, all over the gay community when AIDS came out until their loved ones started coming out the closet. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So we thank God for the Spirit of God that we don't have to wait until something tragic happens to us before we become sensitive, before we even care enough to share a prayer, you know, ask God's help, ask God to send help, ask God to be that help. Hallelujah. That's why the song says, there's another in the fire, beloved. Hallelujah. There's another in the fire. He said, amen. The fire will come, but it's not going to consume you. Amen. They threw the three Hebrew boys into the fiery, Daniel into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Into the lion's den. Come on here, somebody. The three Hebrew boys in the fire furnace. And they said there was one in there like a man. Hallelujah. You put three in there, but I see four. Come on here, somebody. There's another in the fire. Oh, man, goodness. Don't get me going today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Well, we are back. We do what we do. You know what we do. And we do this not just for ourselves, because certainly the songs that we share speak to us. We hear them, you know, and this is what we're going to do. Hallelujah. But they're for you. They're for you too. These are songs that we select with a message for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Songs that speak the messages that God wants us to hear in this day and age in which we live. And so I pray that you are being blessed and that you will open yourself up and receive the blessing through the music with the message and the blessing of my spiritual social commentary for today that will be down the line a little bit further in our broadcast this morning. Want to say welcome to the month of October. Like I own it. But welcome. This is the first Sunday of October in the year 2022. Can you believe we got October, November, December, third quarter. It's at the door and the year is just about over. But we can't rush time, right? So let us enjoy the month of October. I pray the blessings of God upon you for the month of October. And I pray that the blessings of God for the month of October will be stirred up by the messages we share today. The songs that are coming your way, six songs back to back, 33 minutes of music, non-interrupted. Anything Can Happen by Jonathan Nelson. The Goodness of God by C.C. Winans. Just That Good by Dorothy Norwood. Psalm 23. Sung by Peoples and Songs. Give Thanks from Mr. Marvin Sack. And Thank You, Richard Smallwood and Vision. After that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for this day. Let the church say yay and amen. Anything can happen, beloved, right here on WGXC with me. Here you go, Mr. Jonathan Nelson.
Are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause He's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen in here.
I got good news. Something good is happening here.
Something good. In here.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. So my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Was a lady that was an icon, a legend, queen of gospel, Albertina Walker, my best friend, my mentor. She was responsible for many top gospel artists' careers because she stepped back and let us shine. She traveled to all of the conventions, award shows, concerts, even in her condition, but never gave up. God blessed me to have her in my life for 48 years. How good God has been. Condolences were, sorry you lost her. But when you lose something you don't know where it is, her legacy lives on.
I know you are
hurting inside,
hurting deep inside.
You wanna run away.
disappointment, sickness. Oh, the worst is over. The worst is over. Yes, it is. You got a brand new day. The best is yet to come. If God said it, wait on the Lord. He's gonna bring you through it. If he bring you through it, he's gonna bring you through it. Just a good God, bitch. Just that.
Yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are right here with me on WGXC, where there is a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It is right here, right now. You're listening to People in Song, Psalm 23. Give thanks. Thank you. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
again. Your spirit.
Your spirit lives.
Now say this. My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
Say your spirit.
Your spirit lives within.
So I will walk in
so
your
peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your
spirit lives within.
Your spirit lives within.
Say it. Say my victory.
My victory.
In rain, in the midst of your parade, and the hard times come after you had a great day. Yeah. For with every test, there's a time and a season, and with every trial, purpose and reason. Sometimes you're hurting, yeah. There's a pain deep within. Seem like the more you pray, that thing just won't ever end. No, just have patience and follow. When you're weak, say I'm strong. But this is a part of life's journey. Keep the faith and press on.
Oh.
In the hand, learn to lay aside every weight and so
reason being is because we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's why when trouble comes, I don't get upset. I get excited because I understand the enemy's trying to frustrate me. That's why I want to encourage you. This ain't the time nor the place to give up. But when trouble comes, what you ought to do is just lift your hands and tell God, thank you for the good times. Tell him thank you for the bad times. And then give him thanks. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Oh, listen. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm happy, sometimes wearing a frown, I made up my mind, I'm gonna give him thanks.
Yeah. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
You allow me to see another day.
Thank you.
Of no goodness of my own.
Thank you.
But it was by your mercy. It was by your grace. It was by your love. It was by your patience. Lord, I want to thank
you.
I was sinking deep down in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply, very deeply, 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 deeply. Stay with me. I was sinking on like no more. Hey, glory, 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 glory. But the master of the sea, of the sea, he heard my despairing cry.
Hey,
from the waters, 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 from the waters. He lifted me up. I want to thank him. I got to thank him. He lifted me up. I want to thank him. I should have been dead to leave it in my grave.
I just want to say thank you, Lord. From the waters lifted me. We come full circle. We right back where we started from. The waters, the floods came. Hallelujah. The winds blew. But thank you, God, for saving me. Hallelujah. Nah, everybody ain't going to get saved now. Come on here, somebody. But all we can say is thank you, Lord, for saving me. Come on here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving somebody. Thank you, God, for saving Randall's daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving so many. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Listen, beloved, I know too much about him. I can't doubt him. I don't care what the headlines say today. God is good and his grace is great in the earth. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Beloved, I want to share with you. I'm going to lean on my devotional again this morning. I think I shared with you before. I start my days out. I look at some devotionals, three in particular. Sometimes there's a different ones I get led to. But Inspirational Ministries, I read that. I read the scriptures. I think about and how it applies in my life or in what I'm doing in that day or that time of my life, and if God is speaking something for me, and so many times it is the case, it is so. Our Daily Bread, I read that one, I get that in the mail, and Upper Room Ministries also. Those are three that I have found. They sort of line up with where my path is taking me often. And so today, you know, this morning I got up and I did what I do, and I read this one. And I thought about, you know, whether or not to share it. And I am going to share it. I'm going to get personal for a minute, too. But it's titled, Your Unique Ministry. Your Unique Ministry. And it talks about the prophet the prophet Micah. And looking at verses 1 and 2 of the first chapter of that prophet book in the Bible, the word of the Lord which came to Micah, hear you peoples of all of you listen carefully, earth, hallelujah, and all in it contains, all that it contains, and may the Lord God be a witness against you from his holy temple. Wow. That's some rough stuff right there, right? The Lord be a witness against you. The Bible says that Micah was called to speak God's word, and it was at a unique time in history. But he was not the only prophet that was speaking God's word in those days. There were other prophets, and God had given them other assignments and other communities to speak to. Because there were many other prophets around, and there are a couple that are mentioned in the Bible, Isaiah and Hosea, he could have been influenced by what they were saying. He could have, you know, echoed what they were saying, but he understood that God called him and that God wanted him to deliver a particular message to the people. He could have been tempted to compare his ministry to others. And, you know, people will do that. They'll try to compare you to somebody else. And I'm speaking to you out there who have a unique ministry. You have a unique call on your life. You have a service for God and a service for your community, humanity, that God has put you in the planet for. And sometimes when your ministry is different than what is popular and prevailing, you may find yourself feeling intimidated or questioning what it is that and why it is that God is calling you to. So, amen, this is an encouragement to you who have a unique ministry. All right, don't compare yourself and don't allow your ministry and your work to be influenced by what others are doing. I was sharing on a prayer line a couple of days ago. In the Black church, there's a tradition, they call it hooping. And they say, you know, oh, the Spirit of the Lord, huh, you know, he told me, huh. That's kind of hooping, right? And there are people who get that down to an art, and then people who want to practice that and imitate that. And I was saying that God wants to hear your voice, beloved. He don't want to hear your imitation of the other deacon or the other mother in the church. He wants to hear your voice, right? And so God gave Micah a voice, and Micah realized that God gave him a special ministry and unique words to proclaim. And his assignment was to be faithful to God's call. Listen, beloved, being faithful to God's call doesn't mean that you're perfect. It just means you're faithful. It doesn't mean you're always going to do right or get it right. You want to try to do right all the time, but we're human and we will make mistakes and we will not always get it right. And thank God we have a Savior. Let the people of God say amen. The inspirational ministry writer wants us to remember that God has a unique call for you. You have a unique personality. You have a unique history, and he has a special destiny assignment just for you. He has an assignment just for you. So this is what you got to do. You have to make sure you commit yourself to God. Seek God. Seek to be sensitive to his Spirit. Remember, you're not perfect. You're being perfected, but you're not perfect. You're not always going to make it or meet the mark, but you keep on striving. What do I tell you? Don't quit in the dip. All right. Don't compare yourself. Don't let other people influence you by what they think you ought to be doing and how they think you ought to be doing it. Just remain faithful to God and what God is calling you to do. Amen, somebody. You have a unique ministry. Speak what God gives you with your voice. Don't be paralyzed, you know, with analyzing the call or the work or the ministry, then paralysis of analysis. Don't do it. And don't worry. And don't worry about comparing yourself. Faithfully follow him. Be the unique person he created you to be. And I'm going to tell you, I said I was going to make it personal for a minute, and I am. Because when the Lord called me, I was pastoring a middle-class church. I had teachers and school principals and nurses. I had a, you know, an upper middle class congregation in Long Island. But I heard the Lord, I believe I heard the Lord tell me to come out. Where people wanted that pulpit, the nice house and the nice church and the nice neighborhood, nice income. Come on here, somebody. But amen, I believed that I had heard God call me. And there were people didn't understand why I was leaving that set up for the next promotion in our denomination. And they didn't understand why I was walking away from that, why I would leave that behind. But you know, I knew that it was better to follow what God was saying than to stay there without God. Come on here, somebody. And I did that. And as they say, the rest is history. Last weekend, we did our March for Jesus, you know, praying along the way through Warren Street, you know, the ministry down at the riverfront. You know, everybody's not doing that ministry. Everybody's not called to that ministry. Everybody don't understand why we do that ministry. But that's the assignment God has given me. And that's the assignment God has given those who do that work with me. Hallelujah, beloved. You have a unique ministry, beloved, is what I want you to understand. You have a unique history. You have a unique personality. Go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. The times in which we live call for people who will be courageous, who will be faithful, and who will follow and do what God is calling them to do. Yes, the road will get rough. They're going to get tough. You're going to have haters, detractors. You're going to have, you know, that's part of the experience of living for God in a fallen world where the devil is on the loose. But I tell you, if you hang in there with God, you stay committed, you stay connected, you stay in communion with God in his Spirit, God is going to be with you and God is going to bring you through. You're not going to have to struggle, beloved. Amen. Struggles will come, but you won't have to struggle. You can just relax, chillax, and see God do what he do. Amen. This message is for you. I know you out there. You have a unique ministry. Amen. Do the work, beloved, because the last days, in these difficult times, God needs faithful people who will follow God's call. That's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. And this is Pastor Kenya, Perpetual Optimist. Want to bring you some more music before we get ready to get out of here. God has the power to redeem. Yes, he does. He has the power to redeem. Redeem your ministry. Redeem your time. Redeem your days. Redeem your sacrifices. Oh, he's the redeemer. Hallelujah. Let's hear from Miss Lauren Daigle, and then I'll be back with my last words. Connected, beloved. Remember, no matter how great a day, how dark the clouds may hang, the sun is here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. Do you, boo. Do you. This is Pastor Kim, your professional optimist. I want to give a shout out to Payne African Methodist Episcopal Church. They celebrated 173 years as a presence in the community, praying to God, serving God, being a light of God in the world. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of that history, so thankful to be a part of that ministry. And snaps and claps to Reverend Dr. Gloria Jimson, the pastor of Payne New Church. A wonderful celebration on yesterday. Listen, beloved, you October babies, I want to say happy birthday to you too. Hope you have a wonderful birthday month. And remember, never to forget, God loves you. God loves you best. He loves you better than all the rest. In that knowledge, rest and stay blessed. This is Pastor Kim. Always peace. Peace be unto you and to yours. In the name of the Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Mr. Brian Courtney going to take us out. Always peace. Remember, Reverend, I ain't ordaining you yet. Brother Randall Martin and I will be back on Tuesday evening, afternoon show at 4 p.m. We're going to be looking at domestic awareness, domestic violence awareness, and small business awareness, Women's Small Business Month awareness. So come on back and check us out on Tuesday at 4 p.m., 4:10 p.m. actually. Well, again, this is Pastor Kim, and I'm out. God loves you. I love you too.
For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. we receive that tonight.